Okay, so the Sefer Chukah today, again, I meant to mention last night and I forgot to. It's a new edition of an old Sefer that I think is a very, very important work, certainly for our particular tzibors. Tanya is one of the most foundational texts, not only for Chabad Chasidus, but for Chasidus Kichlal. The Baal Tanya was a Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. Maggid of Mezrich was one of the great Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, which means the Baal Tanya is like third generation Chasidus, the beginning of Chabad, but he wrote Sefer HaTanya. What makes Sefer HaTanya important is that Sefer HaTanya, many Chasidus of Svarim, are written al Seder HaParshios. So if you're learning Noam Elimelech or Kedushas Levi or many Svarim, they're written al Seder HaParsha, which is very nice. If you're looking for something to say in the Parsha, they do express a variety of important ideas. But there are not as many Sifrei Chasidus that systematically are just a sefer of like the Machshava of Chasidus or the Derech HaAvoda of Chasidus. So like Likutei Moharan is Rabbi Nachman writing in a more systematic way on some level. But Tanya is really like a systematic sefer to give you a particular mahalach in Avodas Hashem Kichlal. And really in the approach to Chasidus Bifrat. It's a very, very important sefer. The reality is that the sefer by and large, at least to my understanding and knowledge, has been printed a bunch of times with some wonderful commentaries, kimat entirely through the lens of Chabad Chasidim. That Chabad, Bab Trebi was very involved, put out a lot of Sfarim and Sefer Tanya. Over the last year or so, a new edition of Tanya came out, two volumes thus far, called Mesilos B'Sefer HaTanya. What it is, there's some Sfarim along these lines in general they put out, but through Belz or Chasidus, there is a Rosh Shiva, Rosh Kolel, through Belz, Rav Pinchas Friedman. Rav Pinchas Friedman has a lot of Sfarim called Shvilei Pinchas. He has Sfarim, I think, also in the Prima Gadim in Yoredeya. My father, Shmuel Rach, was a big fan of the Shvilei Pinchas and his Torah. And he started delivering Shiurim a while ago on Sefer HaTanya. And they put out his sort of Ha'aras. It's organized very beautifully. It has both explanations as well as additional Mekoros in the bottom. And he put out this edition of Tanya. Now, why is this edition, per se, beneficial or so helpful? So one of the reasons is as follows. When you learn Tanya only through the lens of Chabad, so most of what you get are different ways that like the Lubavitcher Rebbe or others understood passages in Tanya, and they put it in the context of Chabad thought as a whole. Rav Pinchas Friedman is a Belzer Chassid. And as part of being a Belzer Chassid, what that means is he's a Mekubal, Reshiva of Yeshiva and Torah HaNister also. And one of the things he does is he puts it in the context of Torah Chassidus and a bit of Torah Machshava in general. So there's some explanations of Gemaras and the like, but he's quoting from Zohar's, the comments of the Meori Naim, to the Alter Rebbe and Likutei Torah, just glancing around a little bit. And he's able to give you perspectives that are uniquely important from outside just the world of Chabad. And he compares it here. He's comparing it to something you find in the Prima Gadim, to Shlach Kadosh, to Shulchan Aruch Harav, to lots of different Ma'amari Chazal. He really, to Tshuvas HaRambam, and to B'nai Yisaskar. B'nai Yisaskar spoke a lot about the Tanya. He gives a lot of B'nai Yisaskar, a lot of Torah Chassidus in general. He also wrote what I would say is a ridiculously important Hakdama to Sefer HaTanya, which is, I think, so intriguing and so important, and it raises a fascinating question. Not all Chassidim agreed that Sefer HaTanya should be a Sefer which people should really learn, or that certainly that the masses should really be learning it. We'll be mocked him with a passage in the Sefer Hachsharas Avreichem of the Pizetzner Rebbe. Hachsharas Avreichem in Mevo Sha'arim in Perek Hay, where he points out there are two mahalchim in Torah Chassidus for the way in which a person can relate to Ribbono Sha'olam. This is not only limited to Torah Chassidus, but it's two mahalchim that are there. One mahalich is to start by appreciating the greatness of God. If I can appreciate just how awesome God is, the godless of the Ribbono Shalom and the way he interacts with this world, that will then come down from top to bottom, that will then impact me and move me. It'll generate more Avas Hashem and Yiras Shamayim. I'll then be able to want to be a better Ovid Hashem. But it starts from on high with a recognition of the godless of the Ribbono Shalom. The other approach is not like that at all. The best way to be able to get into Avodas Hashem, the best way to start is what we would say, from the bottom up. A person has emunas chachamim, a person has emuna pshuta, a person works on their midos, a person's mekayim Torah mitzvos, they buy into it, they work hard, then that can elevate them, it can purify them to the point where they become top tier ovdei Hashem. The way the Belzer Rebbe said that, he quotes, is it a top-down avoda or a bottom-up avoda? Think about the greatness of Hashem, memeila, that impacts me down here. Think about then here, and then I go up. That really is the difference between different Sfarim. The Baal Tanya is a sefer. Chabad at its core is an intellectual movement. The Baal Tanya in a sefer believes that the best way to be able to encounter and improve as a derech ha'avoda, is by starting on top, thinking about the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, tzarich his bonus hamoach, kedei leholid yiras ve'avas Hashem believe. That if I start by thinking about, and I ponder, learn about the way that God structures the world, the way the world is formatted, if I'm able to perceive things in that kind of a meaningful way, that will generate avas Hashem Yerushalayim. A person with avas Hashem and Yerushalayim is then going to be able to be the best kind of Obed Hashem possible. Talk about the big ideas. They're Bon Shalom first, and then go down a little bit. That is the approach of the Baal Tanya. Not all were so comfortable with this particular approach. If you look in, again, it's all in the Hakdama there. There's a sefer called Pri Haaretz. Pri Haaretz is the Torah of Rav Nachum Mendel of Vitebsk, who was a Talmud of the Magid of Mezrich and a bit of a Rebbe of the Baal Tanya, who made Aliyah. A sefer called Pri Haaretz. There they print a letter in letter 46 from Avram of Kalisk, also one of the second generation early Chassidim, who wrote a letter to the Baal Tanya where he argued relatively strongly that the approach of the Baal Tanya is not an approach which is for the masses. It's an approach which is for certain Yechidim. The Baal Tanya gets a little bit more Kabbalistic. He thought, be careful. What we really need is Emunas Chachamim. What we really need is Dai Lehem Emunas Chachamim. Emunah Pshuta. Work on your Midos and become as good of a person as you actually can. Rabbi Aaron Chernobler, in the Sefer Yalkut Me'orei Or, also points this out. Tov Legever Sheichanich Dargo Bepashtias HaTorah Lehagos Bo Yom V'Layla. Don't get too caught up in this, like, talking about God too much. It's too abstract. It's too much above. He's talking about God not from a philosophical, from a Kabbalistic perspective. It's not so realistic at all. Bring things down and focus a little bit. That is the best way to do it. That's Pshat in the Gemara Makos, Bacha Bakuk, V'hamidin Al Achas. The Gemara in Chav Dalet, the main fundamental principle is having some emunah, and sort of like emunah pshuta, and be able to go from there. The Belzer Rebbe, Rav Pinchas Friedman writes, he's a Talmud of the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe held about this sugya that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chayim. The Sefer Tanya is not the Sefer which everybody needs to be able to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. It is a Sefer, though, that certain people most definitely need. And that some of us are going to thrive by, I buy into a system, and I have emunah, and I work hard, and I work on my midos, and the Mekayim Torah Mitzvos, and then from there I elevate and I go up. And some of us are going to require a Sefer, Tanya, to first ponder, again, Api, elements of Kabbalah, and Torah Chassidus, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the godless of the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Sfiros, the way you interact with the world, the nature of the Neshama. And from there, I'll get Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. And from there, I'll be able to go. In that sense, the addition of Pinchas Friedman is amazingly important. The Akdama, which contextualizes the Tanya and the content of Torah Chassidus, but also making it accessible within the larger world of Torah, and Torah Chassidus in general, again, elements of Kabbalah for sure, but it's quoting again comments from Noam Elimelech, quoting comments from so many others, the Be'er Mayim Chayim. There's a lot of just very, very important Torah here, B'nai Sasker all over the place, which I think is immensely, immensely valuable. That would be our Sefer for today.